From reading about or hearing talks and stories of some of the great Thai forest masters, it seems that many, if not most of them, were particularly fascinated pre-enlightenment with a single Dhamma principle, like one of the Paticchasamuppada links, for example. They then intensely investigated said principle, almost like a Zen koan, until they entered the stream. Question: was the Dhamma koan the cause of their stream entry, or was triggering it just part of the greater process? I don't think it could be separated out like that. It's all part of the whole process. That there's a particular aspect that starts to grab the mind and the mind starts to hone in on is again sort of part of that process. So that and I think that's also in terms of as an example for us in our own practice, to be able to to take our as we practice, and then if there are things that are interesting or are grabbing our attention, to not just skim over it, to allow that the mind to engage, because that is, the knowledge of the Dhamma is really, in terms of an insight, it's just an insight into one aspect that then starts to shine light on the rest of the teachings or those truths that the Buddha taught. So that to take an interest in what is actually interesting to one, or what is a source that it feels worthy of pondering and reflecting on and penetrating. So then one hones in on that from different angles, and it's it that. So it's but it is part of a greater process.